Always great to talk soccer with the best in the business. No, Daniel Garb from Fox Sports. G'day, Daniel.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're very well, but we're fascinated with this Sam Allardyce story. Can you tell our listeners more about it?
It's monumental. Big Sam's in big trouble because he's been caught up in a big sting. Now, this is an enormous sporting story the world over, really, because basically the England boss had been approached by what he thought were consultants and paid £400,000 to advise them on how to get into the English transfer market in terms of third-party ownership. Obviously, they're not going to work for clubs, so if they want to get into the market, they want to try represent players and buy into players, if you like. That's illegal. It's been illegal for some time now. He's advising them on how to get around it. He didn't know these people, though, were undercover journalists who have caught him out in a massive sting.
Yes.
This is not some tabloid, you know, rag story. This is the Telegraph in the UK that's been working on this for 10 months. This is big. And this happened after he was appointed as England manager. So he's now advising people, taking money to advise people on how to get around the rules set by his employer.
Wow.
Enormous.
I couldn't believe, Daniel, I couldn't believe that he was doing this before he'd even coached a game for England.
Yeah, and there's other things involved in this as well. He was caught mocking the former England manager, Roy Hodgson, and Gary Neville. He called his players mentally weak before he'd had the chance to speak to them as well. Obviously, he thought he was doing it in a private meeting, but it's now the most ordinary of looks, and the FA is launching an inquiry, and it would not surprise if Sam Allardyce, 2 months into his reign, lost his job over this.
So that $400,000 he got might be the last $400,000 he gets in the world of football after that sort of performance. Why was he trying to help them? Why was he trying to give them access around the regulations, around the legislation?
Greed, half. That's the only way you can describe it. You know, these guys get brought in to help people out on many an occasion. They get paid big money. It's happened before, whether it's public speaking or private meetings or the rest. And it's just greed. Why he would do it, even if he wasn't employed as England manager, why he would do it again is hard to fathom, because he'd want to get back into management.
Yeah.
Why you'd want to put yourself in that position? I mean, just from a moral point of view, doesn't seem right. Now, look, there's an inquiry here, and maybe Sam Allardyce has some explaining to do, and maybe there's a side of the story that needs to be told as well. You give him the benefit of the doubt there, but from the tapes that we've seen so far, and you can spot them on the Telegraph story, it doesn't seem to be much wriggle room for him.
Hey, Gabby, England have got a couple of big games coming up as well. Surely he can't. Yeah. Surely he has to just pull the button and get out of there.
A couple of weeks to go. You'd think they'd want to come up with some sort of answer, the FA, in their inquiry before then. The problem for them is that really they had one real candidate for their job in Sam Allardyce locally. There was no one else who stood out. So if he has to go now, they're back to square one. This is the worst possible situation for them. What they do is going to be incredibly intriguing.
Well, maybe they get Wayne Rooney to coach because he's not playing with Manchester United.
No, he's not playing for them, and they played much better without him on the weekend. That was one of the stories from the wash-up of the Premier League. We thought they had to drop him because they seemed way down with him in a creative role, and they flourished. They had some freedom and fluidity without Wayne Rooney on the weekend. They blew away the champions Leicester completely, and Paul Pogba was able to roam. He scored his first goal. United, and they just seem to be far more creative in his absence. So he cut a forlorn figure on the bench, Rooney, and understandably so. I mean, it's never pleasing for a big player to be dropped, and especially when you're the captain. And then when you see the team perform better without you, it's probably hard to take. So now Mourinho has to manage that, of course, because it doesn't look like Rooney's in their best 11 for the big game, but United look far better without him.
Garby, the FFA Cup, three Victorian teams left in the business end of this tournament. Can you, what's the next? What are we looking forward to?
Yeah, massive games tonight. Really looking forward to these two quarterfinals. Of course, Melbourne City and Sydney FC are already through. Now we wait and see who goes to join them in the semi-finals. And a good look at the victory tonight is in store, I think. We saw Melbourne City and Sydney FC step things up a level last week as they wanted to progress to the semi-finals, but also just lay down a mark ahead of the A-League season. In the All-Victorian affair, Bentley Greens, who are the champions of the Victorian Premier League, they're a high-quality side with a wonderful record in the FFA Cup. They've won more games than any other state league team the nation over in the FFA Cup. But they come up against the reigning champions, of course, and the favourites for the A-League title in the victory, who want to get themselves into pretty good shape ahead of the A-League season starting next weekend. So that is an almighty task for them. A rubber quarterfinal, of course, is a Canberra Olympic against another Victorian team in Green Gully, the team that knocked out the Central Coast Mariners earlier on in the FFA Cup. So one State League team is guaranteed to make it through to the semi-finals of the competition. And we could end up, of course, boys, with three Victorian teams in the semi-finals.
Wow.
Melbourne City, one of the Victory and Bentley Greens, and Green Gully potentially as well.
Well, Garby, I can tell you this. We're loving the coverage on Fox Sports,
mate.
It is sensational. The FFA Cup is a beautiful little warm-up for the A-League that's upon us. Thanks again, buddy. We look forward to catching you next time.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Daniel Garb there. The name game coming up next.